The Bible doesn't just change adults' lives, it changes kids' lives too. Kate, a missionary kid, and her best friend Mac travel around the world and meet people from different languages, people, and cultures.
Hi, I'm Kate, and this is my best friend, Mac. I'm a missionary kid who travels around the world where I meet all kinds of people. Along the way, I learn all about different cultures, languages, and so much more. As Mac and I travel, we share about God's amazing love for everyone we meet. No matter where they are from or what language they speak, God loves them and knows their language. On one adventure, I traveled with my younger brother, Manny, to see our friend Kojo in Ghana.
Hi, my name is Kojo, and I speak a language called Farefare. The full Farefare Bible was finished in 2008, so I've been about to learn about Jesus since I was young. I've also been able to learn about Jesus through the Jesus film. In my church, we sometimes read from the Bible in both English and Farefare. English is the main language spoken in Ghana, but I understand the Bible best when I read it in Farefare, because it makes sense in my heart.
Kojo isn't alone. His experience is shared by millions around the world. Although some people might have access to the Bible in a main language, it doesn't impact them the same way as it does in a language that speaks to their heart, the language they dream in, think in, and pray to God in.
In Kojo's church, the pastor read Matthew 28 to the congregation. In this chapter, we learn what Jesus' final words were before he went to heaven. That's when a crazy thing happened. We'd been following along in English on Manny's tablet when the screen started to glow brighter and brighter. Suddenly, it was like we traveled somewhere, and we weren't sure where. We looked around and saw a group of people. Some were sitting, others were standing. But everyone was listening to a man speaking up at the top of the hill.
I asked the woman next to me who that man was, and she looked all surprised. She said that he's the Messiah, the one everyone has been waiting for. He's fed more than 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He raised Lazarus from the dead and Jairus' daughter too. He's even walked on water. That's when we knew this man was Jesus.
Jesus' words are recorded in Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. And they clearly describe what we are meant to do with our lives in 3 simple steps. 1, to make disciples of all nations. 2, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And 3, to teach these new disciples to obey all the commands He has given us. These words aren't just suggestions, though. They're commands. One that Jesus clearly gave to his disciples then and still gives to us as his disciples today.
That's why Bible translation matters, because we are a part of God's global family, telling people about who he is and how much he loves them. People are able to understand that when it's in the language that makes sense to their heart. God is on the move to make his love known in every language, to every person, in every country. And we have the exciting opportunity to be a part of making this happen.
In Revelation 7 and 9, we see a picture of the future. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne and from the Lamb."